Okay. So, the reason why I thought of Neoism is because Neoism is a movement that was founded around April 29th, somewhere thereabouts. I forget the exact date that I would usually reference, but in 1979. So it's been around now for almost 35 years, and it's almost completely unknown. And one of the reasons why it's almost completely unknown is because many of the participants in Neoism deliberately resist historification by creating what some of us call, in buzzword terms, the Great Confusion. And one of the reasons for resisting historification is what I sometimes call the Hermetic one, which is that instead of having questions produce answers, one has questions produce other questions, which can be quite a trial for the mind, but which I think is ultimately more beneficial for open-mindedness and for critical reading. But the negative aspect of deliberately confusing historification is that people will gravitate towards available stereotypes and latch onto them instead of pursuing the more appropriate hermetic path. Which means that Neoism has been historified, but it's been historified very stupidly by people who just repeat the statements of other people without understanding the context within which those statements were made and what the ulterior motives of those people are.